Bavakama Perkei Mishne Gimel. Hichnis Shor Lechotzer Balabayis Shalo Bishus. If a person brings his shor into the courtyard of a Balabayis without permission. Unegocho Shor Shal Balabayis. O Shin Shocho Chalbo Shal Balabayis. Pater. And now, the Balabayis, the owner of the courtyard, his shor goes and gores this guy's shor, or the courtyard owner's dog bites it. So the courtyard owner, the Balabayis, is Pater. Because what permission did you have coming into his Rishus? Nogachu Shor Shal Balabayis Chayiv. But obviously, if your shor that didn't have permission to go into the courtyard goes and gores the Baal Bayis' shor, then you're chayev. Nafal levor v'hivish meimav chayev. If your shor falls into the pit of a Baal Bayis that had water in it, let's say they used it to drink or whatever they used it for, and you messed up, you made the water unclean. Tversol points out that this is dafka while, it made it unclean while it was falling. Not like a dead carcass that sat there, because that would be like a boar. A dead carcass would become a boar of yours that was in the rishus of somebody else, and a boar that destroys the pit, which is kalim. We're going to learn that a boar is putter for kalim, if a boar destroys kalim. So it has to be, Farazho points out, I think he's bringing the Shulchan Aruch, that it's making the water dirty as it falls in. Haya aviv ovno lusocho, if unfortunately the owner of the courtyard's father or son were inside of it, and lav dafka father or son, it could be anybody else. I guess this is the norm, Rav points out. Mashalim is a kofer. He has to pay kofer. A kofer is only by a shor that's a shor mu'ud. So you have to say that this shor was a shor that was mu'ud to fall on people that were in pits. And today, what happened? The shor looked and saw that there was a nice vegetable inside this pit, and it jumped into the pit and did what it normally did by killing somebody. So this didn't kill bikavana, so you don't kill the shor, because you only kill the shor, like we've said, if it kills bikavana. Nevertheless, kofar has nothing to do with kavana. Since it's a shor mu'ud, the owner of the shore has to pay kofar. Tim hichnis birshus balachotzer chayev. And now we're going back to if the guy's shore goes in and is attacked by the balabayis' shore or dog. Now, if this happens, because you came in with rishus, the balachotzer is now chayev. Because the balachotzer took responsibility when he allowed the guy to bring his shore into his courtyard. Rebbe omer bekulon eino chayev ad shikabel alav lishmor. Rebbe says that even when somebody gives rishus to come into his chotzer, unless he says specifically that he's going to take responsibility for any damage that happens to his shor, the balabayis is not responsible. Like Taisyanta brings the Magen Mishnah that says b'shem Taisvus, it's as if he's saying when you bring your shor, we're both really being potter for any damages that happen to either of our shores. I'll let you bring in my shor, but just letting you know, I'm giving permission, but anything that happens to any of our shvarim, we're both off the hook. That's what he's really doing. So therefore, he's not chayiv if his shor, meaning the owner of the courtyard's shor, damages the other guy's shor, the visitor. And it seems vice versa also, the visitor's shor would be potter. However, Kivega brings, it's not so poshut, what he's potter from. And that's a sugya unto itself of if the visitor's shor is actually also potter here as well, if it goes and damages the owner's shor.